Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Yud Gimel, Chulin 113a, pagination 225. We'll start on the first of the wide lines, the middle of the line. Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Chiya, Hashover Mafrakto Shel Behema, a person who breaks the neck of the animal, Kodem Shetetze Nafsha, before it's entirely expired. Hareze machbides habasar, he's causing the meat to be heavy. Vigozel asabrios, he's stealing from people. Umavlia dambo evarim, and he's causing blood to be absorbed in the limbs. Let's understand what it is that Shmuel was concerned about. A person shechts an animal. The animal is technically dead once the simanim are severed. We have this concept that once beheading, Rachmana Litzlan, takes place, so person is dead. And the same is going to be by the animal. Even if there's still movements, those are movements of whatever type of nervous system that's active. We have an expression, Zanav Halata'a, the tail of a lizard. You have lizards that can leave go, so to speak, of their tail and let the tail move. And it's moving, but it's certainly not alive as the lizard escapes. And at least in many, rejuvenates that tail. But the tail that's off is headless. It's not alive. So you could have a lot of movement, and the animal is already dead halachically, but there's still things that need to happen. And if a person decides to slam the neck of the animal, let's say with a metal rod, a shovel, the back of the knife, give it a good smash so that the neck breaks and the animal is done, so then we have a concern because the blood was still supposed to flow and happen, and there's still life energy in the body that's going to cause that blood to come out. Once a person bangs the neck, the Gemara is teaching us, it doesn't have the strength to continue. If we look at Rashi, Shabashas Shechita Yitiruda Lahotzi Dam, at the time of Shechita, it's busy getting out the blood. It has a job. Uchesheshover mafrakta, and when you break the neck, mitoch tzarasa, as a result of its pain, interesting, the animal is already shecht, ein ba koach lehisaneach, you've reduced its life strength, even though it's dead, but it still has life strength in it, and it's not able to moan ulahotzi dam and cause the blood to come out. You're putting it to rest. Vihinocha vishoketes. It comes to rest. Vehadam nivla be'evara, and the result is that the blood will be absorbed into the meat. Umachbid habosar, the ramifications are that the meat, in the laws of Choshen Mishpat, is going to be heavier because it has this moisture that's not there in the average animal in the general commerce. And therefore, a person weighs a pound of meat. A pound of meat by one vendor, which is the norm, is going to actually be bigger than a pound of meat from this guy who's got this trick that he bangs the neck of the animal and causes more blood to be embedded in the meat, and therefore it's heavier, even though you're getting less meat. Finimtza gozel asabrios, you're stealing from people, kishuhu mochra b'mishko v'hadam shokel, if you sell it by its weight, because the blood has weight. Liquid, we know, has weight. Significantly so. And therefore there's a problem. Iboiluhu, the Gemara asks, Heichi ka'amar what was meant when you said machbid es habasar? It causes the meat to be heavier. Vegozel es habrios, and you're stealing from people if you sell it. Is it mishum demavli adam be'evarim? Is that last statement an explanation of the problem because it causes blood to be in the limbs? But if you kept it for yourself, there's only one issue over here, the issue of choshen mishpat, of selling it. But if you would salt it properly, or even roast it, the blood would come out. So ultimately, it's permitted to the person himself in some manner of preparation. Odilma, or maybe lididei nami osur. The concern here is that there's such an unusual preponderance of blood that even for himself, even if he processes it the way meat is processed and you do a salting, osur, it's going to be forbidden because it does not properly emit the blood after this event occurred. The shechita occurred, the blood started going, it started moving towards being emitted from the body, and then by slamming the neck, everything was arrested, and now the blood is stuck in place, so to speak, and maybe there's such a problem that not only is this a choshen mishpat issue, but even if it was processed properly, there's a kashrus issue. And therefore, even for himself, there's going to be a problem. Teiku, let the question stand. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Zayin, Sif Gimel, the Rama indeed says, Yesh Omrim, there's an opinion, Sheyesh Li Zoyer Lechatchila, there's a thing that you're supposed to be careful about, not to lishbar mafrekes habehema, not to break the neck of the animal after shechita, kidelekariv misasa, to bring its death to a firm conclusion. It's halachically dead, but it's still very much active. The expression, a chicken without a head, it's definitely something that we deal with. And the reason you should not break the neck, because you cause the blood to be absorbed, to be settled in the limbs, and this concern is indeed brought. The Mefarshim point out that for a person to bang the head, that's not a problem. Obviously, we have to know how hard you're banging, whatever, but it is brought that they bang the head. Words of the Aruch HaShulchan, Shemivalbel, it causes the animal to be confused, but it's not something that's going to cause this tremendous pain to the animal system, to actually cause an impact regarding the blood. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.